The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, March the 13th. A pleasure to have you with us today. You know, many of us take over-the-counter medication. How do you know if you're taking too much? You can't take too little, but you can take too much. Something that's been in the news lately is Tylenol. We've got Darren Alberti with us from D&H Drugs. Good to have you here, Darren.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What are the new regulation? I guess they're not regulations, but recommendations for Tylenol.
Yeah, the FDA's recommended a little bit lower maximum dose.
Now, why is that?
Well, they they've known for quite a while that it can potentially harm the liver if you take too much of it. It's a good product when you use it in the right amount.
But so what is it in Tylenol that can harm your liver?
Well, it's acetaminophen is the drug that's in Tylenol and quite a few other over-the-counter remedies.
Generic. Mm-hmm. It's acetaminophen. Mm-hmm. So it used to be that, what was the recommended dosage?
It used to be that you could take up to 4 grams or 4,000 milligrams a day.
Which would be how many tablets?
Depends. That's the other thing that kind of adds some confusion to it, is it's available in many different strengths. So for the most commonly available product out there is an extra strength Tylenol. Mm-hmm. So that would be 500 milligrams, so it would be 8 tablets a day.
You used to be able to take 8 tablets a day.
That was the old recommendation, yeah.
Now, for an extra strength, what is the new recommendation?
Be about 6, yeah.
Take it down to 6. Mm-hmm. And is there a limited time that you could be taking this? You shouldn't stay on this indefinitely, should you?
Well, like anything, right? Yeah, any of the of those short-term things, yeah, it's not really for long-term use.
So what is the difference between a Tylenol product and a product like Aleve?
Yeah, Aleve's, they're both can be used for pain. Aleve has more of an anti-inflammatory effect than the Tylenol would, whereas Tylenol is good for fevers and pain.
And Aleve does not have an effect on your liver?
No, not at all.
Now, what about aspirin?
Aspirin is different from the other two, and it's not a problem for your liver either.
But the thing that you need to keep in mind is any medication that you're taking, you really should talk with your doctor or with a pharmacist who knows what they're talking
Absolutely.
About. You don't want to just take something and say, well, I'm going to take it and take it.
Well, but, you know, it's got good directions on the package now, or at least, you know, a lot of the manufacturers have been changing their directions to accommodate this new
Okay,
guideline.
So now when you buy Tylenol or a product that has acetaminophen in it has the new direction
it
to it.
It should, right.
Okay.
Yeah, if they have any questions, they can always call us and we can go over that with
any
them.
Any questions at all, they can give you a buzz at D&H Drugs. Anything else? We're going into springtime here. What's the best thing to do for allergies when they come around?
Well, it'll be interesting to see with the long, cold winter, how bad of an allergy season we get this year.
maybe it will help the allergy
season
not be as bad.
Hopefully. That's kind of been what our problem's been the last couple of years.
I remember when we talked to Gene Forrester, was on a lot, and he would always tell me, if you're going to start an allergy medication, one of the over-the-counter mm-hmm. allergy medication, you want to start it about a week before you know that particular allergy comes on with you, and then stay on it throughout the season.
Yep. Yep, getting a running start on it.
Yeah, and you want to let your body build up to it. Now, that's staying on an allergy product. There is no long-term effect to that, is it?
Yeah, you just kind of want to use it for the duration of your symptoms and whatnot. And like Gene was saying, a little bit longer just to make sure. But then once you don't need any more, just go ahead and stop.
Okay. Yep. Any questions at all, give them a call at D&H. Your phone numbers?
Parrish Road is 777-7373, and Broadway is 777-7333.
Thank you so much, Darren Alberti. Good to have
you
here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, we turn to two young people who are with us, and I'll see if I can get your names right. Sinisi Tapey. Okay, Sinisi Tapey, good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Trevor Dushek.
Yep.
Okay. Why don't you tell our listeners why you're here today?
We're here to talk about Pershing's Last Patriot. It's a film documentary about the life of Frank Buckles. He's the last surviving World War I veteran.
The last surviving World War I veteran.
Mm-hmm.
This documentary is being shown where?
It's being shown at Calvary Lutheran High School. Mm-hmm. On March 21st and March 22nd.
Okay, so that would be next week, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Oh, sure, you bet. Trevor, you want to?
Okay, well, it's a documentary on the life of Frank Buckles, who was a, he worked in the ambulance under...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ambulance driver.
Under, who was it that he was under?
General Pershing.
Yeah, so he General was under Pershing. General Pershing, mm-hmm. and he is the last survivor of World War I.
Yeah, he died at... 110.
Mm-hmm. 110?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't it February 28th, 2011?
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did it take to put this documentary together? You know?
I'm not sure.
I think he's been working on it for...
A couple of years. You got 110 years of a man's life. Mm-hmm. It takes a little while to put together 110 years.
I think he met Frank... the last 5 years. He knew him the last 5 years of his life. So I guess he met him when he was 105.
Now, have you seen the documentary?
We have not. They're going to show it to the students at Calvary Lutheran High School before, on Friday.
Before it's open to the public.
Before they have the
public.
Big showing that night, yes.
So why are you excited about this? And I know you are, because I can see I can see the look on your face and in your eyes. Why are you excited about it?
Oh, it is so exciting. I've always had a love of history, and to me, World War I, it just seems like it's being forgotten, the sacrifice of all the doughboys. And now with this film, you know, it's helping others remember and help them have an appreciation for history, too.
When you look, and that's so beautifully said, and seeing a young lady like you who is so passionate about it makes me feel good. When you look back, and obviously you've studied history, what did you find was the most important part of World War I? Is that a tough question? As far as the documentary, what do you feel is going to be featured in that?
I think, at least from what I've seen of the trailers, it's definitely going to give people an appreciation of, you know, not only the sacrifice of, you know, what the soldiers gave, but just how America used to be, what it used to stand for, and it'll make you proud to be an American.
Okay. All right.
It's very moving.
Well, I thank you so much for coming by. It is running when again?
March 21st and March 22nd, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Next Friday and Saturday. The location is where?
Calvary Lutheran High School.
All right. And everybody is invited. What time is it?
7 p.m. on Friday and then 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming by. All right, I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And you're a good spokesman, too. Tomorrow, we've got Les Miserables on, and we'll tell you about a mushroom event coming up, a mushroom workshop. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Connor Hickos, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.